Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, I am back in New York City. This is a busy week for me with seven shows. I started with 44, the Obama musical, which has arrived at the Darryl Roth Theater off-Broadway, following a very successful run in L.A. Now, this is frankly a wild, often wacky, occasionally moving show. It follows Barack's run for office, his first term, and is heading into a second. First, let me say it was nice to see an audience, not only mixed in color, but primarily black. The singing is loud, big voices here, sometimes almost too big. But in the end, and this runs almost 2.5 hours, we have come to know Obama, Michelle, Hillary, and the steam stealer, Joe Biden, as played by Tad Dorek, D-O-R-E-C-K. He's hilarious. The villains are Ted Cruz, Sarah Palin, Mitch McConnell, and Lindsey Graham. Well, they should steer clear of this one. Clearly, 44 is not for everyone. Now, beware, lots of takes on the F word also, but political junkies and those who need a good laugh will enjoy. It wouldn't surprise me if this run is extended. Now, on a very different note, then I saw Oedipus, the latest version, made much more topical, I might say. The production comes from London. It stars Mark Strong and Leslie Manville. She has the Tony wrapped up, I would predict. It's a spellbinding couple hours. If you're looking for lightness, well, this is not your cup of chai. The show is selling out Studio 54 every night, I believe, but apparently it has to close November 13th. Next up for me, chess, art, Queens, The Other Americans, that one by John Leguizamo at the Public. Oh, and I'll be seeing a guy named Hanks, as in Tom, at the Shed. One I wish I had time for is called Art Tour, a romantic comedy about to start at Theater Row. I hear good things about that. As for other things coming or being done different ways, Daniel Radcliffe, who won a Tony Award last year for Merrily We Roll Along, will return to Broadway early next year to star in a one-actor show called Every Brilliant Thing. This one is about a man sustained by reasons to live lists he initially made for his seriously depressed mother. Radcliffe will forever be known for playing Harry Potter in the 8 films about the boy wizard, but he has made Broadway his artistic home for nearly 2 decades now, starring in 3 plays and 2 musicals. I've been hungering to see Every Brilliant Thing. It's been done several places by several actors, most recently Minnie Driver in London. Now, here's an odd one. Ian McKellen of Lord of the Rings, of course, and Golda Yoshuval of Bridgerton fame, they will head the cast of the world premiere of An Ark, A-R-K, a new play by Simon Stevens, created for and performed in mixed reality. Now stay with me here. An Ark will not feature the actors physically present. Audience members will wear headsets to see digital versions of McKellen and company as if they're performing right in front of them. The performers interact with the environment in real time, except it's being delivered to spectators digitally. An Ark runs 47 minutes, is described as a birth-to-death exploration of the human condition. Well, good luck. Now, from an odd one to an old one, Samuel Beckett was highly particular about how his plays were done. In 1984, he even sued the American Repertory Theater for its production of Endgame because of its departures from his set description. The show went on, but its program was required to include an angry denunciation from Beckett, who called it a parody of the play as conceived by me. Well, no such criticism can be leveled against the Endgame now running at Irish Arts Center in Manhattan. Staged by Tony-winning director Gary Hines, this Endgame is apparently as faithful a take as you're going to see anywhere. Now, our screen-to-stage news of the week. For most of us, the idea of reliving high school is, well, nothing short of a nightmare, though I must say I just went to mine and I had a good time. But when Romy and Michelle are invited to their 10-year high school reunion, Michelle envisions the whole experience as a fun road trip, while Romy agrees to go, but only if they come up with something to impress their classmates. To this end, the two hatch an outrageous scheme to totally reinvent themselves. Now, this, of course, is based on the cult film Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. The stage version features a book by the film screenwriter Robin Schiff, with music and lyrics by Gwendolyn Sanford and Brandon Jay. Anyway, staying on stage screen subject just for a moment more, actor Arian Moyed, who I've interviewed before and I adore him, he's been nominated for Tonys in the past, and he's now on a popular TV series called Nobody Wants This, playing the ethically questionable shrink. Moyed said recently that actors from their school days on don't always remember the shows they did, but they do remember that they loved being backstage. Interesting. More good news on the streaming front. The recent play Creditors, starring Liev Schreiber, is now available on Audible. And the new book to mention, Broadway producer Jeffrey Steller has written a memoir. It may be hard to believe, given his track record of producing hit shows like Rent, Avenue Q, In the Heights, and Hamilton, but at one time he claims he wasn't exactly part of the in crowd. Steller has long been an advocate for making theater more accessible. He's credited with implementing Broadway's first lottery and rush ticket policies, for example. And he makes the case that there's a seat and a career path for everyone in the theater, I guess even if it's just backstage. Anyway, the death of the week, finally worth mentioning, actress Diane Ladd, who passed away at the age of 89. Ladd began her career as a theater actor, marrying fellow stage star Bruce Dern in 1960. In 1959, she made her off-Broadway debut in a revival of Tennessee Williams' Orpheus, Orpheus again, Descending. Her performance caught the attention of the New York Times, whose review praised her as a bright, blonde, young lady. Anyway, Diane Ladd was probably best known for movies like Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, not to mention being the mother of the actress Laura Dern. She was a gem. So now I will be traveling the next few weeks, including to London, where I'll be seeing Bryan Cranston in All My Sons. Thank you, God. In the meantime, I hope you'll support local theater, and, well, I'll be back before you know it.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.